kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. An Arvada police officer was hurt last night after another officer opened fire. According to the Arvada Police Department, officers responded to a residential area around West 6th Place and Lamar Street on a call of a man down with a possible heart attack. A police department spokesperson says one responding officer saw what they believed to be a threat and fired a shot, which hit another officer. That officer suffered minor injuries and was treated at a hospital and has already been released. It doesn't feel like fall yet, but starting next week on September 1st, traction laws will go into effect on Interstate 70 from Dotsero to Morrison. Between September and May, drivers on that stretch of road must either have a four-wheel or all-wheel vehicle, tires with a mud or snow designation, or snow tires. Failure to comply can result in a fine, but if you block the road or cause an accident due to improper equipment, those fines go up drastically. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that evictions may resume across the United States. That ruling blocks the Biden administration from enforcing a temporary ban that was put into place due to the coronavirus pandemic. In their opinion, the court says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lacked the authority to issue an eviction moratorium without explicit congressional authorization. The state fair kicks off in Pueblo today. Despite rising COVID cases in the state, there is no mask mandate or capacity restrictions. The fair will be offering a COVID-19 testing site this morning that's open to the public, as well as vaccination clinics both weekends of the fair. The state fair is also offering full refunds with no questions asked to anyone before tonight at 5 p.m. if they decide they're too uncomfortable to attend. According to U.S. Census data, El Paso County is now the most populous county in Colorado, with more than 730,000 people as of April 2020. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
The first bet on Caesar Sportsbooks app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me. I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app, and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Colorado only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
American Financing is the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. From custom home loans to competitive rates and everything in between, you can trust them to find you the best deal. They're local to Colorado, and they partner with some of the best real estate agents around. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to your Friday, Front Range, Colorado. This is Glenn Tate. I am the co-host of Prepping 2.0, which is another show on KHNC. But today, and today's what matters, I am the host of the Open Forum, the Friday edition here on KHNC 1360. I wanted to let folks know watching on video, and if you are a Prepping 2.0 Patreon supporter, you can watch this show on video, and the way to become such a person is to go to prepping2-0.com, prepping2-0.com, and I'll tell you all about how to do this. I'm excited, and I candidly don't feel very well. I've got some chemo nausea going on right now, but I feel good nonetheless. I've powered over the nausea, and here's why. We are finally, permanently in Montana. That's right. 6-8 months, whatever it's been, of moving, and tremendous number of hours, tremendous amount of stress, tremendous amount of money, I may add, all comes to fruition, and now we're here permanently. I only go to Washington State as a visitor on business and to do medical stuff, and it feels great to say to people, well, I'm a Montanan, comma. It's fabulous. And those of you watching on video who have watched the previous videos, so our good Patreons at Prepping 2.0, you're going to notice a brand new studio. Look at this, guys. Same sound baffling, different studio. And so we're very excited. The studio is beautiful and amazing and totally functional. So cool. But anyway, enough about that. Enough about that. I'll say this, not about the move, but about moving in general. If you were in a blue state, Colorado's kind of a blue state. Sorry to say it. It's kind of a blue state. But anyway, if you're in a blue state, you need to move. You need to get away from these people. They are insane. We're going to talk about that in a moment. They are destructive. They are actively, and I haven't said this before, so this is not rhetoric. This isn't talk show radio rhetoric. This is deep thoughts, well thought out thoughts, I may add. They are actively destroying this country. They are out to destroy this country. And we've all known that in little ways, but now with one thing in particular that we'll be talking about in a moment that has happened, it's jaw-dropping. And it is proof that they, and that would be the federal government, the Biden regime, is trying to dismantle this country. And they've been doing a lot of the preparatory work for it for the past few decades. And now that they've got their guy in office, they should be so proud of him. He's such a peach, isn't he? He's such a statesman and such an intellect. Any Hoosier, such a leader, too. Anyway, they got their guy in, and they are actively doing what they've been planning for decades. And I think I have some proof of that, and I'll mention that probably in the second half. We'll see how far I get through this. But I feel good nonetheless because I'm here in a free state. You can feel the freedom, you guys. I know, and it sounds like it's crazy. People would tell me this, and I'd be like, I'd nod my head and be polite and be like, oh, yeah. Oh, let me guess, you can smell the freedom, right? What does it smell like? Hot dogs? What does freedom smell like? Well, yeah, you kind of can. It's kind of true. Everybody is just far more normal Americans. That's it. I mean, there's no big political discussion. Not like you walk down the street in the small town I live in Montana, and people are reading, you know, the anti-federalist papers and having conversations over coffee about the due process clause. It's not like that. It is just people being decent and not needing the government, and the government and popular culture is not a thing here. And I think that's one of the reasons that red states are so awesome to live in, is that nobody cares about Britney Spears apparently taking her shirt off or something on Instagram. Don't really care. Not really into that. That's not what gets people going around here. It's more like, you think it's going to rain before we get the hay in? It is America the way it used to be and the way it's going to be in the future. That's right. Parts of what is currently America, which I, in my books, 299 Days, which is a 10-book prepper novel series that has been really, really popular, quite honestly. To my surprise, I didn't write it to be popular. I wrote it to get some stuff off my chest. 4,000 pages, getting stuff off my chest. Got a lot of stuff on my chest. And predicted a bunch of things that actually have turned out to be true. Wrote it 10 years ago. It's kind of creepy, actually. It's really creepy. Because I remember what I was thinking when I would write these things. I'm like, this probably won't happen, but it could, and it's great for the storyline, and I'd put something in there. And then the exact thing happens years later. It's a weird feeling, you guys. It is a very weird feeling. But anyway, enough of the books. I think that parts of this country, the red states generally being the category, are going to be like America used to be back when America was great. Sorry, right now America's is not awesome. We got a lot of potential. We got a lot of bounce back potential. But right now, especially on the international stage, things are not going well. And America is not what it used to be. And I think the red states will become old America. And the blue states will spin into their world of bizarre socialism and idiotic wokeness. By the way, the president said a naughty word. Oh, sorry. I say the president. I mean President Trump. That's who I call the president, because he's the guy that won the election. So he gets the title in my mind. I won't say the naughty word because this is on radio and KHNC is family friendly. But he said that, I couldn't believe it. He said, do you ever notice that everything that's woke turns to blank? I thought, wow, Mr. President, that's kind of some salty talk, but I'm kind of okay with that because you're right. Anyway, I digress. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what life was like in Washington when I did a recent visit there, because it's emblematic of blue states, and you're going to enjoy it.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. The Friday edition. Let's celebrate Friday. It is Friday. Yay! Weekend's coming. Oh, it's going to be good. And I'll tell you, as we get into fall, and late August kind of is the beginning of fall in my mind, weekends get better and better because of one thing, and one thing in particular, and that's college football. So, but no, you'll know, not the NFL. Don't even care. I've had it with those clowns, those woke clowns. And as President Trump says, everything that's woke turns to beep. That was my own beep. Do you like my sound effects? Anyway, the station's like, hey, Glenn, leave the sound effects to us. Don't do voice sound effects. Anyway, I wanted to let you know, again, this contrast between red states and blue states. You'll find this to be a theme on this show because I think it's so fundamental. And I fervently believe you got to get out of blue states. Blue states, they control their territory with their dumb laws, and mask mandates are only the start of it. There's a ton more, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. They dominate their territory. If you're in their territory, you are subject to their insane socialist rules. You're surrounded by people who really think it's okay to basically take stuff from you because you have more than they do, and they have this racist critical race theory that is just white people are the devil and all this kind of crazy racist stuff. And you got to be away from them. And I know this from personal experience. This isn't just like some guy who gets on the radio and goes, hey, why don't you uproot your life? Maybe take your kids out of one school and put them in another. And maybe your parents maybe are ailing. And why don't you just move several hundred miles away from them? And, you know, come on, how hard could it be? No, I get how hard it is. Trust me. Past few months have been just unbelievably exhausting and stressful. I get it. I mean, I'm picking up. I'm relocating a business. I have a law firm. I'm a lawyer, but don't hate me. I mean, I'm not your typical lawyer. Let me put it that way. that's to put it mildly. I'm putting my office together, by the way, and one of my favorite AR-15s is on display in the office. So if somebody, you know, some client's acting up, maybe not paying a bill, you know, maybe I got to brandish that thing and talk some sense into them. That's, no, I'm kidding. But it is really hard to do. So I don't say this lightly, but I say it fervently that you have to overcome, you have to adapt. See, this isn't old America where you can just hang out on the couch and everything's going to be okay. And there's a great quote from a guy named Sam Culper, who is a prepper intelligence guy, and he's amazing. He has great intelligence courses. Go look him up, Sam Culper. Anyway, he has a line that I have adopted because it's so doggone true. He said, if you really thought civil disturbance or maybe even a war was coming, would you sit on the couch and eat potato chips? So if you really think bad things are coming, you're going to act upon that. And I think one of the ways to act upon, I don't think, I know one of the ways to act upon that is to start making plans, and there's a long planning process. Start making plans to move to a red state. Enough on red states. I'll tell you about what happened when I briefly went to Washington State a couple days ago for a medical thing. That's right. To finish up my care, I decided to relocate 14 hours away from where I'm getting treated. So, you know, when you go to like a wedding and they have a map and they push pins and they go, hey, who came the farthest to be here today? I win that contest in that medical clinic for sure. But anyway, I went there and it struck me, Washington State, and this applies to all blue states. So this isn't like the Washington State criticism hour, right? Because you guys live for the most part in Colorado, so that would be very uninteresting radio. What I'm saying applies to all blue states, if I may generalize. I call it the land of Marxism and masks. And you can really feel both those things when you're there. As soon as you cross that border, there are all kinds of signs up about you can't do this and you can't do that. And the mask mandates, they, for a period of time, I understand this got rescinded, but for a period of time, Washington, some schools in Washington, public schools, of course, were mandating that the unvaccinated not only get tested twice a week. And by the way, that nasal test, I've had one. They jam that thing up into your brain. It is it's borderline painful. It's so uncomfortable. It is horrible. Anyway, so they were testing kids 2 days a week if you were unvaccinated in school. Of course, you had to wear a mask. And then they added this, ankle bracelet. You think I'm kidding, don't you? Google ankle bracelet Washington schools and go ahead and verify what I'm saying. They required, in order to make sure that social distancing was maintained, they had these ankle bracelets they were making kids wear like they were freaking felons that were like paroled or like in-home custody like Martha Stewart or some other vicious criminal. I guess she's not a vicious criminal. But so if you got closer than 6 feet to somebody else, the little alarm would go off. Ankle bracelets for children. Ankle bracelets for children who are not criminals. I bet under all the new police reform laws in Washington State, you can't even put ankle bracelets on actual like murderers and felons. More on that in a moment. But for kids at school, to make them feel completely outcast and completely isolated, and to let everyone else in class know that these kids are weirdos and their parents are probably insurrectionists that probably stormed the Capitol on January 6th with hatchets. Oh, wait, that didn't happen. They went across velvet rope lines that were opened up to them by the Capitol Police. Oh, that's right. That insurrection, in mock quotes. Oh, for the video, I'll do the mock quotes. Insurrection. In any event. And another thing about the masks in Washington State, something I noticed, and I'm a real people watcher, especially when it comes to political stuff and anecdotal stuff. I soak it up and I learn so much wherever I am, whether it's a good place or a bad place. I learn a lot by just observing people. One of the observations, and it's really stark and easy observation to make, this is not subtle at all, is that in blue states, Washington being my example, the people with the masks on, which would be everybody, they kind of have their head bent down. And they're kind of shuffling like they've already got, like they have COVID, and like they're just waiting for some virus to come floating along and throw them on a ventilator. I mean, the fear and I don't even know if this is a word, and you know how I am. I invent a word every single episode, at least I try to. The beat downedness of the look that these people have. It's just like they get hit with sticks or something for like random things. They look so sad and so scared, and that's exactly what the blue state governments want. It's exactly what they want, because those people are complying, and those people are going to vote for all the idiots that did all these dumb things. So here's a solid anecdotal thing, and it's not anecdotal, it was actually a news story. Washington, I mentioned murder, you know, ankle bracelets, probably can't even put ankle bracelets on murders. Washington passed this summer very, very extreme, quote, air quotes for the video, quote, police reform laws. Sounds great, doesn't it? Yeah, okay, but it's not. There's a billion things that are wrong with it, but here's one we're going to focus on. The police cannot use force in mental health situations. Kind of sounds on the surface kind of good, but here's how it plays out. And this was the news story. A Seattle area police department, 6 hours after the new law went into effect. 6 hours after the new law went into effect. There was a guy saying he was going to kill himself in front of his family. And the police couldn't do anything about it except use sharp words like, you shouldn't do that, or that's not a good idea. They couldn't rush in and grab him and cuff him, let alone tase him, and take him to the hospital and let him chill out. Maybe he's on a substance of some kind. Maybe the substance works its way out. That's normal policing, by the way, in normal parts of the country. Red states, and probably even quite a few blue states, actually have that sort of sensible law that if somebody's going to hurt themselves, and especially, I mean, killing yourself in front of your family, I mean, there's effects on the family. So, anyway, the body cam that one of the police officers was wearing was, somebody said, I don't know if it was him or somebody else, but it picked up on the body cam. One of the police officers said, and I paraphrase, I should back up. The guy shot himself in front of his family. He shot himself in front of his family. Police officer said thereafter on body cam, we could have saved him, but the new law prevented us. So that's what you get in blue states with police reform laws. The police have to stand there, and the families have to stand there and watch a guy kill himself, because that's compassionate. This is madness, absolute madness. In any event, let's transition now from the blue state, red state divide to Afghanistan. So much is happening. It's hard to explain. It would take too much time, and I'm reluctant to explain it because it would expose people that shouldn't be exposed. I have all these really cool friends. I'm not cool, but I have cool friends. And some of my cool friends are private military contractors that have done pretty amazing stuff. These aren't the guys working at the mess hall. Let's put it that way. And they have beards. Let's put it that way. And so I get all kinds of information from them. Afghanistan is worse than you're being told. They are purposefully, and I say they, the regime, is purposefully stranding at least 11,000 Americans. Little Birdie tells me there's a lot more than 11. I said 11 million. My mistake. I'm sorry. 11,000. Golly, I'm like Joe Biden, except I actually caught my mistake. Instead of having Jen Psaki have to like explain what I really meant later on. Anyway, the regime is purposefully stranding 11,000 Americans. A little birdie tells me it's a lot more than 11,000, and we're going to find that out. There are private military contractors and charities right now that are fueling up airplanes and helicopters and are going to go to Afghanistan and save people. That is an epic event. First of all, it's dramatic, but here's why it's epic on a how it affects your life level. That will be when that happens, and it's probably underway right now. I just don't know about it. I mean, these guys can't tell me everything, especially on unsecure phone lines. But when you start seeing on the news or hearing about, you won't see it on the news, when you start hearing about private military contractors swooping in and grabbing a bunch of Americans, maybe some Iraqi interpreters or something, but the prime focus is on Americans, and scooping them up and helicoptering them out of the country. And when you see that and you realize the American government wasn't doing it, number one, the American government created the problem, number two, and I think, prediction time, ding, 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 I think that the American government, the regime, is going to start arresting private military contractors and others who mess up U.S. foreign policy. There are several laws that basically make it a crime, a felony, to do things in violation of U.S. foreign policy. The United States foreign policy right now is to let at least 11,000 Americans get slaughtered in Afghanistan. That is the foreign policy of the United States. Anyone got any evidence to the contrary? Because that's what's happening. Over and over again, this regime has chosen to double down and make sure the Taliban have as much control as possible and can strand as many Americans as possible. The foreign policy of the United States is to slaughter Americans, the Taliban to slaughter Americans. And if anybody goes against that brilliant foreign policy of theirs, like, I don't know, saving Americans, I think they stand a fair chance of being charged with a federal crime. I really do. Probably not all of them, because these guys are pretty crafty and they know how to get into the United States without like walking through the door at JFK Airport saying, hi, I just got back from Afghanistan, saving some people. There will be some examples that will be made. They will prosecute. The regime will prosecute some rescuers. I guarantee it. So you've got that. Here's another thing that really set me off. And this is not the big thing that set me off, because I'm saving the big thing for later. for the closer to the end of the show. Here's something that really set me off, and you should be furious about this. It's bad enough that the Biden regime purposely strands Americans. Oh, by the way, this idea that the Taliban aren't going to do anything bad to Americans once the August 31st deadline comes. If you believe that, I mean, come on. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to tell you something that should make you really, really angry at the regime. And you're not going to forget this. I hope you never forget it. Stick around. We've got more coming.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
PE Gun Show, your local hometown gun and knife show, August 28th and 29th, has the largest selection of items you want to see at a gun show.
Featuring a Saturday $500 giveaway from the Right Arms booth and a 3 p.m. Sunday $500 giveaway to the Armory Shooter Supply. No purchase necessary, must be present to win.
Located off I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, or trade and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Real, so listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Friday edition, Open Forum. Your host today, Glenn Tate, usually the host of the Prepping 2.0 show with my lovely wife and co-host, Shelby Gallagher, right here on KHNC, Saturdays at 9 a.m. You know, we have a lot of web listeners. Obviously, the majority of listeners are listening on terrestrial radio in the Front Range area, but we have a ton of people that listen from all over the world, by the way. I had somebody from Sweden get a hold of me, actually. And loves the show, by the way. Svenska Herzge Verdedersky. Anyway, that's my attempt at Swedish. I just made it. It was the Swedish chef I was imitating. I'm sorry. That was very disrespectful for all our Swedish listeners. But anyway, listen online because it's free. And for folks who watch the video version of this on the Prepping 2.0 side of things with the Patreon channel, in the intro music, bumper music you just heard, you got to see me play air drums, which of course is quite a wonderful thing to see. If maybe I'm listening to a good song and I'm stopped at an intersection and you look into the window of my truck, you might see me playing air drums there too. So it's quite an exclusive thing to get to see me play air drums. But anyway, from the silliness to the serious, here's something that should really make you mad. The United States government, the regime, and I've heard this with my own ears, so, and it was like on a real, I don't know, like a mainstream news station. You can Google it. Anything I say, you know, Google, make sure I'm right, because I don't want to give you false information. The regime is blaming the stranded Americans for being stranded. Let me say that again. The regime is blaming the stranded Americans for being stranded. And they say something like, well, you know, we did send out, like, emails warning them that a couple months ago that, you know, there could be some turmoil in Afghanistan. Okay, fair enough. Those folks who are there stayed for whatever reason, they might have be military contractors, it might be missionaries. By the way, the slaughter of mission, the torture and slaughter of missionaries in Afghanistan is going to be horrific, epic, terrible. And it's, and because the Taliban has a very sophisticated social media enterprise operation, and they'll put them on Instagram and Twitter, and guess what? They won't be banned. They won't get banned for showing the beheading of an American missionary. No, no, no. That's just news to Twitter. The President of the United States, though, sitting President of the United States, gets banned from Twitter. But in any event, yeah, they're blaming the stranded Americans, not taking responsibility for stranding the Americans by, I don't know, letting the Taliban control access to airports, shutting down airports, giving up airports, giving up billions of dollars of extremely sophisticated military gear to a bunch of savage terrorist thugs. Yeah, that shouldn't be considered. What we really need to do is blame the victims here. The people who are stranded got an email 3 months ago from the State Department saying things might get spicy in Afghanistan, and everyone should have just run for the hills. You know what? It doesn't work that way. Those people are there for a reason, that a little email from the State Department is not going to knock them off the course they're on of, say, being a missionary. The United States government, and this is one of the most fundamental jobs of any government, especially this federal government, their job is to get Americans out of foreign countries and out of harm's way and into safety. It's what we pay taxes for. It's what governments are supposed to do. Have you ever noticed with this regime that the few things the federal government is supposed to do, they don't do, like rescuing Americans from foreign countries and not creating crises in the first place? And then all the stuff that they're not supposed to do, that's not in the Constitution, rent moratoriums. By the way, that got overturned, thank goodness. So unconstitutional, obnoxiously unconstitutional. The stuff they're not supposed to do, they do to the tune of trillions and trillions of dollars. But the few things they're supposed to do, they don't. Do you see why I said it early on that I think the regime is trying to dismantle this country? Well, here we go. I'm going to use the T word, the dreaded T word. That's right. Here we go, and allow me to read from the United States Constitution, which I do very rarely, because most people don't like listening to laws. I'm a lawyer. I don't like listening to laws. Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1. Treason, that's the T word, y'all. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Then it says, no person shall be convicted of treason unless the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. Let me highlight what treason is. It is giving aid and comfort to enemies of the United States. What do you think the Taliban is? Well, now, according to the Biden regime, they're partners, regional partners in security and redevelopment and blah, 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 and globalist gobbledygook and blah, 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 blah. No, they're not. We're going to see starting September 1st when this August 31st little deal is over. And by the way, I got to give the Taliban credit for actually somewhat pretty much adhering to their agreement to not start slaughtering Americans until September 1st. You know, it's good PR, and it gets them a bunch of kudos with a bunch of lefty idiots who are like, well, they did keep their bargain. They did wait until they started beheading tens of thousands of people, several thousand of which were Americans. Oh, and all those missionaries, well, they're Christians. They probably deserve to die anyway, say, think liberals. Some liberals, not all. I'm so angry at this. I'm so angry at the genocide that's about to occur on September 1st. I can't even put into words how unbelievable, unimaginable. Listen, I'm a fiction writer. I look into the future and predict things, and a whole bunch of them come true. I've got some track record of calling things that happen in the future. Let me tell you something. I couldn't have possibly come up with this scenario. I can, as creative and I don't know, looking over the horizon as God has, by the way, it's all talents from God. It's not me. I'm not brilliant. I'm actually kind of like average intelligence when you get down to it. God allowed me to write things, not to see things. I'm not a prophet. He allowed me to write things that turned out to be true. I could not possibly conceive of a regime purposefully, intentionally stranding thousands of Americans and then letting the Taliban have their way with them after a certain date and allowing the Taliban to block all of the routes to the airports that are functioning, to allow the Taliban to basically control all the territory around Bagram Air Base where they took Kandahar, just took it, and then try to use Hamad Karzai Airport, which is in downtown Kabul, and surrounded by buildings with windows, and all you got to do is point an RPG out a window, and bam, any airplane taking off or landing is done for. The most insecure airport you can possibly come up with. In any event, I cannot conceive of these things. The T word, what is treason? I said it earlier, I read from it, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Have I just described to you giving aid and comfort to the enemy? I think I have. I think giving aid and comfort to the enemy is... Here we go. This is the big thing I've been talking about. I've been teasing this whole show. We know, and this is for real, and Biden admitted it on video. So this is real, okay? Don't quibble with me on this. Well, I guess we're going to hear about it after the break. I was not intentional, but the breaks are the breaks. They're hard breaks. We have sponsors who do amazing things for KHNC. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about this treasonous act.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404. Your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
At
as you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Welcome back, everybody. Glenn Tate, your host for the Friday edition of the Open Forum. Where else? KHNC, or 1360. By the way, those of you watching on video via the Patreon, the Prepping 2.0 Patreon feed, every time they play that song and then that line about, you know, took a week of Taekwondo, those of you watching the video get to be, you know, it's a fantastic thing. You get to see me do a little Taekwondo fight with myself on video. It's very, very illuminating. It's much like playing air drums. I'm just kidding. It's just goofiness. I'm just a big old goofball. But I want to transition from goofballedness to extreme seriousness. Few events in my life have made me more angry at my government than the following. The Biden administration has admitted that it turned over to the Taliban, who, by my estimation, are enemies of the United States. I guess they're not when the United States gives away $83 billion in night vision and helicopters. The Biden administration turned over a list of Americans and Afghan collaborators, I guess, for lack of a better word, you know, Afghans who helped us, largely interpreters and other people. Turned over the list, which is being called the kill list, because that's what it is. It is a kill list. It is a list of people the Taliban want to kill. And now they have been enabled, in great measure enabled, to kill the people on the list that include American citizens. Thousands and thousands of American citizens' names on this list. Now the Taliban has it much easier. They're like, oh, are you Jane Smith? Yeah, come with me. Oh, you hear that sound of that chainsaw? That's for you, honey. That's where this is going, you guys. That's where this is going. It is treason to turn over a list to our enemies of Americans that our enemies have said they're going to kill. I'm no lawyer. Well, I kind of am, but I am no lawyer. But that seems like treason to me. Treason, the T word. It's finally come to that. And you'll notice, by the way, I don't throw around the T word at all. This is the first time I've ever used it. Like, really, because there's been some bad actions by the regime, but come on, that's standard politics. Nothing that's ever risen to this level. This is absolutely outrageous. Providing aid and comfort to enemies of the United States, handing them a list of Americans to kill. And make no mistake, they will, the Taliban, kill these Americans. What do you think the Taliban... You don't understand if you think the Taliban, and nobody in this audience really thinks this, but this is more of an argument for you to give to your liberal wackadoodle friends. Nobody who thinks the Taliban are going to agree just to let Americans go or not use them as hostages, they don't understand the culture they're dealing with. They don't understand what power is in places like Afghanistan. Here's the other thing. It astonishes me that liberal Americans don't understand, because it's so fundamental if you have half a brain. And that is this. You know what hostages are? Money. They are money. Every single one of those Americans can fetch the Taliban millions of dollars. Maybe it's the U.S. government paying them off, although I doubt it, because I honestly think, from the actions we've seen, the Biden regime is just fine with all the Americans stranded in Afghanistan being killed. I can come to no other conclusion. The Biden regime has consistently and with 100% accuracy taken actions that are going to allow this slaughter. What makes you think that at the last minute they're going to reverse course and say, oh, well, now we're going to start bombing the Taliban? What makes you think, and by the way, that would be ineffective for a variety of reasons, what makes you think that they would change course? Why would they do that? What evidence do you have? I'm a lawyer. I'm all about evidence. Show me evidence. Stack up evidence on both sides. The side with the most evidence, the most accurate evidence, wins. I don't care what side it is, really. I mean, as far as deciding things with evidence, yeah, evidence matters. Show me the evidence of the United States doing anything, and I mean that, anything, try to save these stranded Americans. I'll tell you what is not helping the stranded Americans, and that's giving a list of their names to the Taliban. That's not helping. That is not helping. So, August 31st is a date that's going to come and go. We're going to see genocide on September 1st. Thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of Afghanis. The news won't report it. Of course they won't. They don't report any of this. But on alternative media, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you where it's going to get covered. It's going to get covered on KHNC. This radio station is not afraid of anything. What do you think? It's like, oh, the State Department called and said, hey, radio station, we'd rather you not talk about the slaughter of tens of thousands of people who are on a list that we gave to the slaughterers. We'd rather you not talk about that. What do you think KHNC is going to say to that? By the way, Joe Jaquin, owner of KHNC, if you need any legal help dealing with the State Department, you let me know. I got some tricks up my sleeve. I think I can help. But it's not going to happen, you guys. Once again, the divide in this country is going to grow. There's going to be, and this is a huge generalization, so please understand there are going to be plenty of exceptions to this rule, right? When, as I'm fond of saying, when you're talking about 330 million people in this country, generalizations by definition are not going to be completely accurate. But here's a generalization. People in the blue states are going to say, golly, those missionaries spreading their hateful Christian gospel shouldn't have been there in the first place. And they did get an email 3 months before from the State Department saying they should leave. So I guess they kind of get what they deserve. That's going to be blue state narrative. Red state narrative is going to be hopping mad. I'll tell you what about, or correction, red state narrative is going to be hopping mad. I'll tell you what else is going to be happening in red states. Quite a few households full of former private military contractors are going to, the lights are going to be off for a couple weeks because they're going to go in and get people. There are pretty sophisticated private operations going on right now to get ready to go get people. That the United States government handed over a kill list to our enemies, the Taliban, to kill. If that doesn't make you mad, you're in a coma.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Hi, folks. JD the Colorado Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about EnviroShapes Concrete, a local veteran-owned company doing business along the Front Range for over 30 years. You can email them at EnviroShapes@gmail.com or call or text them at 303-775-7926. That's 303-775-7926. EnviroShapes does every job like it's their own home.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. I want to introduce you to my friend Zach Frisbee, decorated combat veteran and Purple Heart recipient. His real estate service has incredible programs and can even offer a $1,500 closing cost to veterans. Zach also donates $500 to the VFW for every home he helps you buy or sell. Zach's website is foothills.life. Again, that's foothills.life. Make Zach at foothills.life your choice for all your real estate needs, real estate done right.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the final segment of the Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on KHNC 1360 AM. As the song implies, this is the positive, feel-good segment of the show. We always end on it. Not today. I've done this show over 2 years and 52 weeks. That's over 100 shows. This is the first time I've not had anything positive to say in the positive segment. I can usually come up with something positive. I apologize. I will lie to you. I want to be positive. There's nothing positive about what this regime is doing. Number one, to America, but specifically to those stranded souls. And at this point, think of them as souls, because they're the walking dead. The Americans stranded in Afghanistan, unless some private military contractors can scoop some of them up, those folks are dead. They're going to die horrible deaths because the Biden administration facilitated this. Argue with me if you want, but you're going to lose. The Biden regime facilitated this, as in made it possible. And I think by handing over the kill list, not only made it possible, enabled, not just facilitated. And words matter here. Facilitating, yeah, you kind of lay the groundwork, but you're kind of neutral and you let the groundwork work itself out. Okay, that's true, which is bad enough. There's enabling this slaughter that's about to take place. By the time we come back on the air next week, the slaughter will have begun, and there will be video of it, and it'll be horrible. There will be no doubt what they're doing to Americans and others in Afghanistan. You'll get to see it with your own eyes, but candidly, I don't know if I'm strong enough to look at some of this stuff. I have no desire to see this. I know what's going to happen, and I know how horrible it is. This regime, which was never elected, which was installed, I think, to do precisely things like this. Our enemies knew that Donald Trump wasn't going to do this. By the way, Donald Trump had a fantastic evacuation plan worked out. It's very standard because we've evacuated from countries before. Iraq very recently. Even the evacuation from Vietnam, as somewhat troubling as it was actually way smoother than this one. In any event, our enemies wanted this to happen. And they got their guy. They got their guy who, between naps and cups of pudding or whatever it is he's looking forward to every day, I'll tell you what he's not looking forward to, and that's saving Americans. They turned over a kill list. Why? Why would anybody do that? To get brownie points with the Taliban? Well, you know what? Brownie points only go so far. I understand brownie points. I understand diplomacy. It's to try to get stuff. But guess what? When the ultimate end game is thousands of Americans not dying, that is the goal. For Americans to get out safely. That is the goal. At least I thought it was the goal. It apparently is not the goal. If the goal is to get Americans out safely, there's no brownie points in turning over the kill list. You've just enabled your enemy to do exactly what you supposedly don't want them to do. That's not diplomacy, that's idiocy. I'm sorry to not be positive on this last segment, and I hope I go another 2.5 years not being able to say something positive, but that's how it is at this particular point in time. So, it's Glenn Tate, happily ensconced in Montana in a new studio, and I'm going to ride on. I'm going to get my UTV and go riding around an irrigation ditch today. That's what I'm going to do. So, I will talk to you next week. God bless you, and God save your souls in Afghanistan. Amen. Adios.
My knees staring at my rear view, rolling through the pine trees, deer tracks in the dirt, good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. For licensed and insured, we accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. An Arvada police officer was hurt last night after another officer opened fire. According to the Arvada Police Department, officers responded to a residential area around West 6th Place and Lamar Street on a call of a man down with a possible heart attack. A police department spokesperson says one responding officer saw what they believed to be a threat and fired a shot, which hit another officer. That officer suffered minor injuries and was treated at a hospital and has already been released. It doesn't feel like fall yet, but starting next week on September 1st, traction laws will go into effect on Interstate 70 from Dotsero to Morrison. Between September and May, drivers on that stretch of road must either have a four-wheel or all-wheel vehicle, tires with a mud or snow designation, or snow tires. Failure to comply can result in a fine, but if you block the road or cause an accident due to improper equipment, those fines go up drastically. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that evictions may resume across the United States. That ruling blocks the Biden administration from enforcing a temporary ban that was put into place due to the coronavirus pandemic. In their opinion, the court says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lacked the authority to issue an eviction moratorium without explicit congressional authorization. The state fair kicks off in Pueblo today. Despite rising COVID cases in the state, there is no mask mandate or capacity restrictions. The fair will be offering a COVID-19 testing site this morning that's open to the public, as well as vaccination clinics both weekends of the fair. The state fair is also offering full refunds with no questions asked to anyone before tonight at 5 p.m. if they decide they're too uncomfortable to attend. According to U.S. Census data, El Paso County is now the most populous county in Colorado, with more than 730,000 people as of April 2020. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure, and no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike, or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now's the time to get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father, and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was, and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months, and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tejibo tea with them. They said Tejibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tejibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tejibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatened disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tejibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water, cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking the tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DeHeboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. DeHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DeHeboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the DeHebo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin. And in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain. Kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor. They get some more antibiotics. And in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her chihuahua, and her chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. So I said, you know, did chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you never see me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? So, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years, and he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing to left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And, he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tejibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tejibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tejiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says,
5 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and my PSA level was 1,200. So now, I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas. So I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1,200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2,100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2,100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10, and now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, has a much more likelihood
that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea. Once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best, but unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, in the informational booklets that you include whatever you order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course, she says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word T, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Tahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Powderco bark to make Tahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor. Sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Tahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Powderco Tahibo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You'll only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes, I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Tahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Tahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Tahibo Tea. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo Tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at tahiboteaclub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Hi, this is Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group. I'm sure you're probably aware of the reputations of many of the precious metals dealers here in the Front Range. I talk to customers all the time that know gold and silver are strong investments, that they are a hedge against a volatile economy. But these customers don't know where to buy gold and silver and are very justifiably concerned that they'll get ripped off. So I want to make you this promise. At Patriot Trading Group, there are no commission salespeople. We don't make outbound phone calls. We don't try to upsell you into some scam or package that we created. We don't disclose your information to anyone ever. The majority of our business comes from referrals and long-time repeat customers. If you're looking to learn about or invest in precious metals, give us a call at 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. That's 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. The Patriot Trading Group. No salespeople, no calls, just old-fashioned service.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace,
Napoleon Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Friday, August 27th, the year is 2021. And the Surgeon General of the United States has gone on TV four times in the last week that I've personally seen and said natural immunity is not good and will not protect you from COVID-19 if you've already had it. Despite the fact that we have a new Israeli study out. This ends the debate. Israeli study shows natural immunity 13 times more effective than so-called vaccines in stopping Delta, which is supposedly the most virulent variant. But we already know that. So what does it mean to have the Surgeon General in his little admiral outfit up there lying to us like this? What does that signify? It signifies that he's at war with us and at war with the truth. And if you try to disagree with him, big tech that spies on you and surveils you will come in and censor you. It's just unbelievable. In fact, everybody knows natural immunity is better than normal inoculation immunity. But normal inoculation technology works. It's got side effects. It's got problems. It can be contaminated. They've got liability protection. There's been a lot of major damages throughout history the last 100 years. A lot of secret experimentation through vaccines, including lethal testing of syphilis on poor people. So why do they do that? Because they're at war with us.